Relatives of those on the Russian passenger plane that came down in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula on Saturday morning have been gathering at a hotel near Pulkovo Airport in St. Petersburg. A large proportion of the 224 people on board the crashed jet were from the western Russian city, according to a senior local official. Psychologists have been on hand to help those coping with the tragedy. "I was on my way to meet my wife," says this man. "I found out that the plane had crashed after receiving a phone call on my way to the airport," he adds. The accident is the worst air disaster in Russian history. According to a spokesman for the operating airline Kogalymavia, the Airbus A321 had been through all the safety checks and the pilots were experienced. As the first of the victims' bodies was due to arrive home in St. Petersburg, residents like this woman offered their condolences to the friends and relatives who in one instant lost their children, sons, mothers and wives. "It's horrible," she added. Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared Sunday a day of mourning. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, flowers were left at the Russian embassy in Kiev in an act of solidarity with the victims of the accident. Three of those on board were Ukrainians.